Somebody asked me a kasha. Chayesara, I want to thank Torah Anytime, Kavashkacha Pratis, and Kalal Lashin for everything. Somebody asked me a question. The Mama Sara, she didn't, but Chache Sara Bekirba Lema, she denied it. What's going on here? The Mama Sara, what's happening here? A few people asked me the same question. What's that all about? You're wrong. I'm not wrong. I said it. I didn't say it. What's this? There are two Chazals, a Bereshis Rabbah right here in Vayera, in Vayera. There's another one in Vayetze. Very identical. Yaakov Avinu, when he came to Lavan, he said, look what's going on. Where will I have my Yeshua? As Eliezer of Rome came with 10 camels and all his wealth, and I'm coming with nothing because Eliphaz took everything away from me. Oi, what did I say? Said Yaakov Avinu. Chosav Yoma. Whoa! How can you not have a tongue? No, Mavid. This is the Lashon. Mo ana mevid sovri min bori. I'm losing my betochen. Chas v'shalom. Ela ezim im Hashem. Oizim shemayim v'oretz. It's going to be all right. Same exact lashon. A medrash rabba by the Mama Sara. She also had tainus. How am I going to have children? How? It's impossible. Mo ana mevid sovri min bori. Vani. Agil Bashem is a beautiful pasuk there. I'm going to be happy with the Amish, everything will be alright. Two Chazals, the Mama Sara, said the wrong thing. Yaakov Avinu said the wrong thing. And they chaptach. Hey, what's going on here? I want to tell you something. A lot of people out there think the big Baba Tachan is that cool that smiley guy. See, he is what I wish I could be. He has real betachen. He's always relaxed. Here's calm. Wait till you find out the blood pressure pills he's taking. Oh, yeah. Oh, but I thought, you know how many people I know like that? Do you know how many people I know that they look like that's where everything's fine until, and they come up, guess what I have? I've seen this, I get a million times. They call me aside with a nervous disorder. Guys who look like they're smooth as could be. And they don't have a disorder that us guys don't have. They're worse. But he looks so calm. They're all over the place. I see this. It's unbelievable. So Stamazai, envy is ignorance, an old problem. People are busy envying. If only I'd be this, if only I'd be that. It's Tom Baloney. But now I'm going to say something else. Let's say you have a guy. I met once somebody. A year here in Lakewood. He didn't look a day older than 60. He told me he was 80 years old. And he went through the concentration camp. And he told me, he does not worry about a thing. He looked 20 years younger than he really was. And he said he doesn't worry about a thing. A doctor told him, I hope you pardon my expression. I'm going to say something a little bit. No. The doctor told him, even if you dropped dead, it wouldn't bother you. That's what the doctor told him. And they told me two things. He said he walks a lot. He says, the doctor said the less he eats, the better. Come on. And he looks great. He told me despite the Nazi Holocaust, he just didn't faze him. He's like in his own world. This guy's like, you know, so what? People dying. No. And people getting geschacht and cut up and killed and horrible things. He laughs at the whole business. He told me it's his nature. So I know someone else. This person, I remember his name. His name is Mr. Gilbs, that's all. I don't know, he might still be here. He's around, he's 120. Well, something like that. He told me, you're a happy person, a sweetie pie. He had a son who learned brisk, got tied it. Oh, sweet sugar. You know what he told me? My vav zizok tzachamia. She's made to me with worrying. You take this, but I'm not one of those. You'll do that for me. Go. She takes care to make sure to worry all day and get nervous. Good. Dude. Keep me out of that stuff. It's a good deal, by the way. If someone else worries, you have to worry. I say this to people. If you learn a lot of Shabbatochen after a while, you'll become like, you'll decide, I'm not the type for this stuff, you know. You know what happened? I got a phone call from somebody. He's horrified about the presidential election. What's going to be? Rabbi Mendel, what do you want from me? You get nervous. I have nothing better to do than get nervous all day. Favorite test, one of your hobbies. I didn't say that to this person, but sometimes I feel like people, you know, anyway. So this person told me that he's Beteva, he doesn't worry, and he told me what happened in the concentration camp. Did he have mazel? He had now. He tainas Hitler's youth, Yimach Shemai, they were the big bums. There were 40-year-old guys who were not from the youth. They were a different type. They were totally different. They were decent. And he fell into those guys. And those guys, he said, they had these quarries, they're called these big stones, right? They had to carry stones that are humongous, and they're Nazis, you know. So they had that stuff. So the Nazis made a deal with them. Hey, the Nazis, he was enough. Said, look, you guys, you are not going to work nothing. We're not into this stuff. But we have to put up a show for the other Nazis. We'll do it like this. We'll have you go up one time. You bring up the rocks and you stay up there on the hill. We'll get your sandwiches and live a good life. He spent a year and a half like this. He had nothing. He didn't go through the Holocaust. It right smack in the middle of all the air, you know. He struck it rich. He got these 40-year-old German, who it simply were different. Where did that happen? Because if you knew him, he didn't know how to stop smiling. He was like, my wife, she'll do that for me. She's not. He told me, by nature. I'm just, and if someone has that nature, he gets paid back for it. Isn't that something? Now, what is that going to say for us guys who don't have the nature? No. Now I'm going to tell you what I have to say. I told you, I used to always say, what does the underdog have to hear? And what does the overdog have to hear? What the guy that's going through Peklach, that's the guy I'm always talking about. Then I say the guy that doesn't have the Pekel should be happy that everything's okay. Each guy has a prescription. Through the years, I changed my mind. I don't get to the guy who has it good. I don't even deal with him. In fact, because I met so many guys that I was sure he's all right, that he kvetches more than the other guy. It's just standard. Everybody feels he was shortchanged. He'd be shocked. Everybody's in the talk. So you don't learn Musa, forget it. You got to learn a lot of Musa and laugh at the world. There's a Tatan Shemayim. All your problems are gone. Anyway. So, what do we do with us people? I want to turn it like this. The real Baal Betochen is the nervous wreck There is a chassidish yid. I don't want to say which chassidus, who put out a sefer on betachon, a beauty, packed with good stuff. Very chassidish, but it's fine. And I was on the phone with him. And he told me the reason why he wrote a sefer on betachon is because I wanted to tell me, I see that. The way the guy talks to me on the phone. And you know, I'm the type that's very nervous. Now, I didn't tell him this yet. I didn't tell him it. The Jack is waiting. The whole Lakewood knows about Jack. Jack is world famous. I want the Jack Daniels company to give me something. I made him famous. Anyway. The guy that I said, you're the real Baba Tachan. I wonder how far he's getting. Because when I spoke to him on the phone, he sounded like a nervous wreck. And he put out the sefer and he's still, you know, I'm a nervous type. I want to say, yeah, I know. He is the emes of Baba Tachan. Because he's working on it. He's the real thing. Now listen to this. Our holy Chazal say, "Ein adam oimed al divrei Torah, elam ken nishal ben tchila." Chazal say, "You don't know pshat." What do you need to? The whole shas is funny. Havamina maskona. Havamina in Toimar of Taisus Yesh Lema. Why don't you just write down the answer, the final? Let's get to the maskona. What do you have? But maybe this is like spend the whole day, the whole week. And they don't even know the maskon. They don't even find out what's the halacha. Oh, yeah, the halacha. Yeah, it's also something. They're going to get so caught into the timer of Taisus. So the Teretz is, Rabbi saying, the Altavan Slobod Gazish Moose. He said, without a habamina, you don't understand the maskon properly. You didn't really make it. If you didn't have the dark side to you, then there's no light side. You must go through the darkness first. Then you overcome it. Now you're a winner. Even if you overcome it a drop, or even if you're just trying to overcome it. So, the Mama Sarah is teaching us something for all time. She was for sure the biggest Batachan in the world. It says all 127 years she was a perfect tzaddikus. Well, she didn't have a talking. What do you mean? They criticized her over here. Right? What do you mean she was such a perfect tzaddikus? The Teretz is, that's part of the game to fall. That's life. She said, oi, that you have to fall. You have to fall. That's the game. There's no such bria as not falling. Rab Shlomo Volberg once gave a shmoos here in Lakewood, which was the greatest shmoos in the whole Lakewood. The tongues were hanging out. There was a packed house. They never heard such a shmoos. And one, the side of it was, there's ups and downs, ups and downs. EKG, he said, if it's going smooth, the guy's dead. If it's going up and down, that's a sign of life. We're going up and down. You know, people call me up. Oh, Rabbi Nadal, it gets better, then it gets worse, it gets better. I don't know, I can't make up what's the... I got mood swings. Oh, you got mood swings? I just told somebody recently who was known for mood swings. What mood swings? That's the way we all are. You ever, open up a tillum. You want to see mood swings? Chas v'sholom. Take a look. David Amel's giving up. You know how many times did he say, I had it, suddenly, I'm fine. Right there. Me'an Yabba Yezvi! Well, Yezvi Mim Hashem, I said, don't worry, calm down. He's always nervous and I'm nervous. That's the game. You go up and you go down. Who cares? The Avers don't take care of you. That's life. That's the thrill of our existence. We're bumpy road. I once spoke to Rabbi Miller, had Kufis years ago. And I was getting, not so good, not so someday good, someday not good. You know, he's told me, you'll get there. Don't worry about it. You'll get there. The road gets a little bumpy once in a while. That's what he told me. The road gets a little bumpy once in a while. You'll get there. Don't worry about it. Was he sweet? Rabbi Miller! Chussi Agalena, was he great? You'll get there. So you weren't imitating him in Chaim Malin. He used to talk like, you know, he used to come and stand over there by the door, and everybody had to get him at 9:30. You came into base medrash of Chaim. The old Chaim Malin, Pitkin and Stone. He used to stand there by the door and collect quarters for many. He was jingling his quarters, standing there. Don't you know that only rich boys can afford to come after 9:30? Yeah, everybody used to quote him. He had these cute sayings. He was Gavaldi. We loved him. Somebody once walked in with some denim. Where's your pony? So the guy said, I didn't think it was Derek Harris to bring him in. Where's your pony? Rabbi Miller, they used to tell over the late. He said things, boys. Rabbi said, boys, Chassid Shalom. But to me, Rabbi Miller said things that I will not repeat in public ever. It's also for me to do that. How he got away with that, why he did it, no suffix. Rav Hutner said about him, he does certain things like Shem Shemayim, certain things that we're not allowed to do. But he had his avoida. You know, he felt whatever it is, he did L'shem Shemayim. There are people who do things, I need to do that. I'm sorry. Here's a guy, instead of learning Beis Medrash, anybody under a certain age, it's poison for him to hear this. Go sit and learn, don't listen to me. But there are some people who need to hear this. See that guy fooling around all day, sitting by the soda can, and he's schmoozing, and he doesn't open his Gemara? He needs to do that. He needs it. Leave him alone. He needs it. He'll grow out of it. Right now he needs to do that. People need certain things. Certain people have shittas. They need to do certain things. Some people talk their heads off all day. They need to do it. Chafetz Chaim, I believe, he says, people who are depressed gotta talk. Am I right? He says it. He's a depressed guy. Let him talk his head off. But it's not right. He needs it. I need my ice cream. I need my ice cream. You know what Penach Leibovitz Zatzal told me? Every tzaddik, every person has his own private needs. He told me that Reb Chaim Oizer, a super jovial person, look at the pictures of him. He had no life. He lost his daughter, only daughter he had. He lost it. So that kept him. He needed to be a joking. You know, Rav Hutner was a big Lutz. Rav Hutner, yes. Heard from Byron Fulman. He was funny. Rav Hutner, he needed to be like that. Some people need this. You find out what you need. I need to sit every day and take out. I have my needs. Whatever it is, I need to stand, take a walk on the roof, and look at Lakewood and see, oh, it's good. They're okay. I need to walk around the Beis Medrash as if I own the world. You know, I need it. I need to walk without a tie to show I'm different. I don't know. I'm not getting into details. But there are people who need certain things. This guy needs to dress good. This guy needs it. It's interesting. There's a certain Rav who, Hatzadik Yisrael Dela, from the Chassidus Olam. He did things that are a little bit, whatever. He looked a little, he needed it. He looked a little bit more than, a little too polished. He needed it. He needed him alone. People need certain things. And find out what you need and do it. Don't do a milsa de tmiya too much. Don't try to be different than the whole world. You can avoid it. Sometimes you can't. Do you think Rabbi Miller was typical? No way! Do you think Rav Sharmig was typical? Never! Neither of them had chavrusas. A chavrusa and misusa. What happened to that chazal? Rav Miller used to sit all day alone. That's what I saw. Rav Sharmig? I can't in a million years picture him with a chavrusa. What? Chavrusa? What's that? Here are the two of the greatest Torah leaders we had in the last
neither ever had a chavrusa.
No. Ay chavrusa. Chazal say, ay chavrusa, ay mizusa. V'loy oid elametapshin. You ever hear the Gemara Makkos? Remember that? It says, those cherv alabadim, it's a chazal, alabadim elu, they learn Torah bad babad. It's a Gemara. You learn alone, not only are you going to be, you know, you'll know nothing, you'll end up a tippish. You don't have... by the way, my B'tochen Weeklies, I was very, very mocked to talk them through with a million people. I'm very into that. I love it. Pil Bol Chaveda. I like to... let's have it out. What do you say? What do you say? Let's fight around, you know. Then you get things clear. I go for it. I want to be sure I'm solid. That's why I got my confidence, because I worked it out, and I always aim for the top people. I aim for any Rashiva. Oh, Rashiva of a certain yeshiva. Let me ask him. I have a shot in my B'tochen Weekly. What do you think of that? That's what I did. I put a lot of, I aimed for the top, and then I got confidence from that. And I shtag. You shtag a learning. You sharpen yourself here. Anyway. Oh, but everybody's different. You do what's good for you. Don't follow anyone else. Where was I up to? How did I get into this? Anybody remember? I'm gonna deviate in a minute. Wait till you hear this one. Wait till you hear this one. Anyway, Rabbi Miller was an individualist. And the Vardig were not individualists. Going to a drugstore, ask for nails, you know anyone else that does that? The Vardig weren't, huh? People have to do their thing. There's a certain chassidus that they're a little interesting, you know, they do. I don't want to talk what they do. I respect them, but they're different. And they're different. Everybody, you be you. You fapak the whole world. But of course, you got to play your cards. Ravolba Zatzal once told me, I says, do I have to read all the Gaisha newspapers to know what's going on? Do all the people are calling you like, you know, I'm out of it? He says, you have to be smart enough to play the game, and don't fall in with them either. You have to play your cards. You have to do both. And somehow, don't become a ganze individualist who can't budge. You know, Rabbi Miller, I heard that he once said in one of the Shavuot, he thought he wouldn't do a normal shidduch because he's so different than everybody. Baruch Hashem. Kodesh Baruch Hu, help me. Do l'shem shamayim. I want to tell you something about Mu'urv. Reb David Lentz, it should be a Swiss. He's been in Anacles, married, getting married tonight. He's my Rebbe, Reb David. Ben David. Reb David Shlema ben Shol. Ah, Tzaddik, my Rebbe. He the way he praised everybody, he loved everybody, and I told myself, Lo'elam he'i daito shel adam u'revis ha'mabriyis. He was not a socializer. He used to tell me, you have to go to every kiddush. It's covered. You have to, and if you're not at the kiddush, it's in your head. Go sit and learn. He used to tell me, I'm sorry, you do. But a lot of it's in your head. So he didn't go to the kiddush. By the way, this is important. Rav Galinsky told me to go. I had to bring myself out. Nobody believes that I was once a straitjacket personality. I was one of those guys, don't you dare make a wrong move. You know, they say that there are people out there, the psychologists say, they see a lot of the clients where they perform very well. They're the top bachim. There's a lot of mitzvahim that suffer. They learn Yom V'Laila, but they have it's like somebody has a gun in your head, and they do everything right, but you better do it right, right? There's a certain lachatz going on, which ain't healthy. So, it's not the right thing. So when I used to be very, very tight, I was bumped very tight. How I pulled out of it. I had to do a lot of things, a lot of pulas to get myself out of it. No one believes me that I was once a pathetic introvert. I was afraid of everybody. Afraid was, you say the wrong thing, they're not going to like. You think I changed? I'm still worried. Am I doing good? Better say I am. Am I okay? Hey, you guys inside there. You guys inside the telephone. Am I okay? No? What, I met a guy recently. He said, I'm one of those guys you're always talking about. Inside, I'm one of them. That's what I suppose. Well, I'm expecting a couple of million, you know, guy like me. Such a holy man like me. Anyway, but now I'm going to tell you a story. This guy to hear the story. It's half of a fella. It's one of the bombs. A younger man comes over to me. His wife has ulcers. What it looks like. Ulcers. She's the most stressed out you ever met. It's a great story. I had a lot of siyata d'shmaya with this one. His wife has ulcers. Why? So I said, she doesn't just have ulcers. Who? Where, is she stressed anywhere in her life? Of course. She doesn't have ulcers. She has stress. Her stress manifests itself in this way. Other people have other problems. She gets her ulcers. Never. So I say, tell me, what's she gung-ho about? Gotta be just so. Did you hear this before? I didn't say this over. It's a bomb. It's kedai to hear. It's a meiser shachayach. Sure enough, her house better look good, or else she's dead. There's a lot of ladies out there who are just like this. You don't have to be a Hungarian lady to be a type of meshuggah about your house. Listen, Chazal say, I hold very good they're like that. They make the house. What do you want from these poor ladies? They're not a girl. You go out, it's no good. And she's there, sneer-stick of ladies, they sit home all day, which is a great thing, and the house becomes their world. Make sure, by the way, you're buying a new house, anything, make sure the kitchen looks good. That's, the basis issue is chal in the kitchen, the food. That's the ikka. So, that's the ikka by a lady, so cook. This lady, Nebuch, she's getting overweight. And she used to be skinny. She became triple the size. It's eating her up. So somebody told her, well, at least you can show the belt that you're a good cook. Obviously a good cook. Look how you look. She laughed, but it's not easy to swallow. The ladies aren't allowed to, you know. It's awesome. America's you're not allowed to gain up. No, the men also can. No, you're not allowed to. What are you going to do with Chaim Kanevsky? What are you going to do with the stipler? What are you going to do with the Chaim Shalevitz? By the way, all those three are Enoch of the Alta from the Vardy, who is overweight. I heard this. As Gavena Fuller, he was full. So? They'll get through all them Havan. They live nice, long, healthy lives. Anyway, so because of this lady, Nebuch, she goes through a lot. And she's all stressed out about a house. Anyone come? Did you be? Hey, oh! Take off the shoes right now! Take off those shoes! Get out of my house! No! How many times do I have to tell you? The kids come in with their shoes. Oh, look! This is the house. This is what my house looks like. And the ladies, they have... Beisai Zuishtai. The Mekayim, the Chazal. Beisai Zuishtai. But listen to this. Zai says, so that's what your wife is gung-ho about. Yes. Why does she care so much? Her mother is one of these. You better do it right. Her mother is sparkling. Her mother is a queen. Don't. If one thing is a little bit out of... Oh! And she'll give her life to make everything to be just so. That's her mother. Now, I says... Her mother criticizes? No. But when her mother comes to visit and she sees one little thing, a little like this, she won't say anything. She's too proper to say anything. But the daughter knows how the mother feels. And the daughter is devastated. I failed. I'm a failure. And now that she has a whole bunch of kids who are busy smashing up the whole house on a regular basis, she's getting a nervous breakdown. Her ulcers are going strong like crazy. Because kids can't deal with a neat house. It's a stira. A normal, healthy kid and a neat house is a stira. It's not a shidduch. It's a yovid and asuka, they say. You know, that's the expression. We're not. So how she has normal, bouncy kids, she wants to make her kids like the house? Don't be, watch what you're doing. I once saw in Russian, when they first got out of Russia, I saw the way he walked. He was like a soldier. He took a turn, and suddenly this, when they were so stoic, you know. So you want to have a bunch of stoic kids that don't know how to breathe? What are you doing? And at the Shabbos table, sit straight. Sit. That's not, Zaidi is looking. Zaidi wants to see that we have proper children. You go, Meshuggah. Kid's supposed to be a Bissel Sedreit. Or else he's not a kid. He's not a kid. He's a machine. Because the mother was doing a job on the daughter, but good. And even though the mother wasn't there, but the mother's influence was destroying her child. A grown married woman with a full house, living under her mother's expectations of a good-looking house, of a decent house. I had a lot of mileage with this one. I got on that telephone. Boy, did I go to town. Oh, okay, so you prefer ulcers. You take your pick. Kibbutzim, you're supposed to get. It's one of the three. Avodah Zarah, Gilui Ra'is, and Shvichus Damim. And Kibbutzim, Siras Nefesh. Get ulcers. Worry yourself into a basket case. Because you gotta do what mommy likes. Kibbutzim. Your mother's killing you, lady. It's your tzicha. I don't know if she means it or not. Tell your mother, tell yourself, Ma, you're a different generation. I'm not ready to be like you. I told her, do a little bit. Try to make yourself a little bit. The thing that's least, let's say toys. Or whatever, it's something that you could tolerate. Start with that. Small stages. Get rid of the whole thing. It's going to kill you. As long as you have a nice looking house. And I'm telling you, Amaya Christ, I'm not impressed. You're going to rebel against your mother. Yes, I paskin. By the way, I once told this to a younger man, to rebel against his parents. I went out my own achrayis. I'm not such a type that, you know, I'm careful. I speak to Gedolim, you know. I once told a younger man, and Reb Reuven Feinstein echoed exactly what I said. His parents didn't really want him to have a successful marriage. You gotta be Mekayim Kibbutz Avim and go kill your life. It was pashut to me. You gotta rebel. A lot of people gotta rebel. You know that? Did Yitzchak follow Avraham Avinu with all his chesed? Did Yaakov follow Yitzchak with all his tefillah? He was busy learning. Why don't you do what your father does? Because I'm me. You can't be someone else. Leave me alone. I am me. You don't like me? That's what I am. Every person's different. I got a mileage. It was an instant turnaround. The whole life turned around. It was one session. I had one session myself. The father told, the husband called me back. We got a new lady going on. My wife got the message, but good. And she's already looking at a mother with Rachmanis. That's a good mahalach. My mother never has to have, and she's, you got a new person's murder. It's unusual. It's not always easy to get a person to get out of a mode. You know, it can take you, who knows how long. You have to hear it again and again and again. You're a great guy. I hold from you 2 million times. Because anyway, a person has to do what's good for him. Or not.
What?
Kibbutz Ha'im is a different shmuz. We're not addressing it right now. It's a problem, Kibbutz Ha'im, always, everywhere. But you have to sometimes do the opposite of Kibbutz Ha'im. Did Avraham Avinu go in the holy footsteps of Terach? Was busy with his idols? What about Kibbutz Av? Right? He served Terach. He gave him to eat. He was nice to him. He decided to tell him, Lech Lecha, get out. But he wasn't Mechabedi. Terach, you know what he did to his father? Took a bat and he smashed his father's whole supermarket. Isn't that a nice son? That's Avraham Avinu, the one. Abraham wishes we have a world full of Avraham Avinus who smash up all the fathers. I do want to tell you. Now, I don't know if this is true, but I once heard, if I heard correctly, the Alter from the Bardic once said about Kelm. He didn't like Kelm. That's what I heard. I'm sure they didn't like each other. Each one had their own shita. There was a famous story. Rabbi Yerucham was once alone in the office with the Alter from Slabodka, and whoever was passed by heard rocket ships. They were screaming at each other. And the Alter of Slabodka was screaming at Rabbi Yerucham. And he was telling him, Machlinish Soldaten. He didn't like it. It seems that the Alter of Slabodka was much more, each person has to be himself. I, for sure, am very current to that approach. Chaim Berlin was known for that. What? Mir. Kelm. Now, Kelm was for Mitzionim, rather. It wasn't for, the average person couldn't get there. But anyway, but the Alter and Slabodka had, let Rabbi Yerucham have it, or whatever. The Maisa. So he was very upset. He wanted it. I was told about Chaim Berlin, Rabbi Feldman, so Zang Zinnstock, guided me to go. I wanted to go somewhere else. He said, you go to Chaim Berlin. And his lady told me, he said, Chaim Berlin, you be yourself. You be you. He's good at this. Let him be you. Now the place is, you may be stuck in a Steinbettel. And you better still sue what everyone's doing. Or else you're dead. You're afraid to be unique. That's why Novartig saved me. Without Novartig, where it's a mitzvah to be different. If I didn't have the Vardig, I'd be in trouble. You're not doing what everyone's doing, you know? Anyway. You should know that the Shidduchim, the Sugya of Shidduchim, is nothing more than lack of Betachim. Because people feel that, oh, this is too much. He can't, she can't, it's not working. There's so many, I'll tell you, myself, people ask me that, how to get Shidduchim going. I knew a Bacha years ago who was already, you know, old enough, in his 30s already. I told him, write a sefer on Betachim. He took a year to write that sefer. He never published it. It was in the manuscripts in my house. A long time, he went into the sugya of Betachin, and a year later, he got married. He found his basheta, because his head was circulating with Betachin. It's very powerful, so it worked. I know a guy. If you're very thankful, you can get yourself a shidduch. People who are thankful. That brings Shidduchim, brings a lot of things. There's a famous story of three older singles, well in 20s, 30s. All their family got together. They started thanking day and night. I read this. It's a famous, it was going on all over. Every one of them got married within a few months. The family was heavily involved in thankfulness. They quote Rav Shach as having said, the reason why we have a tzaddik v'raloi, because we don't thank Hashem. Basmach dir. Rabbi Diskin, have a. You know why tzaddik v'raloi? Because you don't thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu a billion times a day. Is that true? The Rav Shach said that? But it's a good vort either way. You don't thank, you know what the belt says? A thankful heart is close to the riches of the universe. If you're thankful, I feel whenever I'm not thanking all day, I'm off the derech. That's how I feel. There's two times I really feel off the derech. When I'm not constantly involved in Shara B'tochim, Chay V'Salvav is Shara B'tochim, I feel you're off the derech. Masir Das from the Yemes. You're just busy with your digest. And you're not connected. That's how I feel, honestly. Whenever I would sit there, Yom V'Laila, just learning Shara B'tochim, and go, oh, now you're here. That's one thing that makes me feel off the derech. If I don't do that, then something else. If I'm not thanking and thanking and thanking and thanking and thanking. But I'm asking, stop asking. Just thank. Ramatasyo made a diak. I made the same diak. The Rambam says, his brach is the thing he says. You have to ask and you have to thank. Hola marba. And thanking, I raise a mishubach. Am I right? That's the lesson of Rambam. The Rambam makes a dogish on thanking, asking, alright, enough of that. Thank, bug off. Busy, I need this. Everybody's busy. And his focus, whole energy is, I need a shirach. I need a shirach. I need panusa. I need panusa. I need a refuah. I need shalom bayis. I need, that kid is making me crazy. That kid. I just need that kid to straighten out. My shviga. That's the problem. And 24/7. That's a mode that you're in. I'll tell you a fascinating story, Rabbi Sai. I heard it from this younger man tells me a story about his parents. His father and his brother used to fight 24/7. He killed her and she killed him. Grada, I don't know about her. He was a wonderful person to the outside world. All right. That's fine. At least it was good over there. But there's a lot of people like that. That's what I say. If you have the type of guy that's wonderful with everybody except with his own chevra, I say, so what? But he's good with everyone else. I wouldn't drag him up. No way! He's a tzaddik. It's very hard, the real thing. Who didn't learn in the Vardik where they address the weakness and sit on it until they straighten it out? That's the whole life. Get that weakness. The altar for the body said, Lord, l'saken chesroinai. Lord, you gotta be Lord, get, that's my, they do that in the body. They say, oh, you? I saw one guy laughing at the other guy. The other guy's got typhus. And this guy was, no shaykhus with it. So they told him, yeah, but what's with your kas? He has his issues, you have yours. So you're looking at him like he's no good? That's not a mahalach. By the way, I would say it is a mahalach today. Anything that you got over anyone else, say thank you a million times. Nowadays, no mess. No negatives by me. I'm talking better. It's fine. So I was so what? I'm really good. I'm fine. Where was they up to? Who? Who?
The mother and the father.
Mother and the father? Yeah. Killing each other. 24/7. And finally, the father was nifta. He went over to his mother. And he said, Ma, I felt so sorry for you, what you had to go through, but Ma, now you could remarry, you know. Now you could live. You never had a life with Tati. It wasn't a shidduch, as we all know. What? How could you say that? My husband was my whole life. He was everything. Tati was everything I had. He was my whole life. The son told this to me. I didn't hear it third person. I heard it be Pekotcha. The son told me this story and he smirked when he told it to me. He was smirking but good. Now how do you touch up that story? What's going on here? Is this lady okay? I'll tell you. She was born. She doesn't hop. By the way, the son, I don't want to point out to him, you also have part of that sickness. The sickness is, Yetzalev Adam Rabin Urav. I believe Reb Chaim Volozhin says a Zazach about, Rab people are negative. Rabin Urav means negative.
person by Tev is negative. That means something's wrong. Something's wrong. And they're going to sit on that forever. See that? This is wrong. That, whatever, but that into that sugya of something's wrong. When they get married, well, you'd be a great wife except for this. And as soon as she corrects that, no, you still didn't take care of the other thing. When she takes care of no, you have this problem. No, you're never finished. Because the person is out to kill. He's out to say something's wrong. They don't stop. How the brain is constantly looking for something wrong. Looking to find something. When looking, you don't stop it. It's subconscious. But this is really bad. It's an avera. And that's also, and that's, it's Mefurish Gemara. It's Mefurish. No one else yeshiva does that. And no, this is mamish against the Torah. From guys are in the worst case. Because they got killed. They got backing with the moose and the shita guy. Oh, they're finished. If you have a shita, you're finished. Because, yeah, it's a mitzvah. There's something that says, it's going to be forever. If it's L'shem Shemayim, then you're really finished. It's true. That's right. They were all against Frum Kite. Satmar Rebbe said, Frum means feel riches, veinig mitzvahs. Why? What's wrong being Frum? Okay, now listen. I want to retract everything I said now. Be careful with us people. If you're a Frum type, thank Hashem that you're Frum. What's wrong? I dafke do home from being from. So you're not perfect. So you're negaya badava. So it's messing you up. Still, you are from, be happy. There's some l'shem shemayim. That's my, you can argue with me, but that's, I'm very stuck in my sheet this and this stuff. You can't knock nobody nowadays. Did they have the crisis on Netflix to work over them? Did they learn in a varnig? That every time they'll take them apart and show what they did wrong and give them a game plan how to improve? No! So leave them alone! They're fine. I hold Akshadara. Even though I'm fragging up everybody now, I'm not in a spall. It's just interesting, it's cute, it's funny, you know, and maybe we could act on it some degree, but if we can't, so! Join the club, we're all a little bit, not 100%. Screwed loose, yeah, a couple, well, a little bit, not so 100%, you know, normal. Panea dark, Panea kelev, yeah, you gotta fight around with Chazal? It's meant to be like that. Ikvas is the Mashiach. Come, Kalabacha Moisa. Chutz beyaske. Panea dark, Panea kelev. So, that's the Derech Olam. You have this, who's at the White House? Who's next? Is he, did he pass? Does he know how to read and write? I have no shame. Who knows? Nowadays, anything's possible. I have all different interesting things happening. Anyway, it's meant to be. So it makes you have more betachim because in Teva, no one's going anywhere. So what I want to say, this mother over there, she was used to seeing evil. You gotta find evil. She probably was Yerusha for 200 years. She got it from El Tababa. The El Tababa was the same way. The same exact, except in a different twist. There she hated the kid. She hates the husband. There was the, or there was, whatever it was. The Midara is alive and well for hundreds of years. And she's just the legacy. You know, keep up the tradition. You got it. Be angry at the matzav. That's a shita. As soon as her husband dies, I'm never chalamuna. So back to square one. Now you could kvetch about that. Before you could kvetch, I'm never married to this meshugana. Now you could kvetch, I'm never not married. But either way, there's a nebuch going on, and you gotta stick to it. There's always gonna be a nebuch, and that's it. And then the next thing, the hospital, and now she's really sick. And now you have what the, b'chiel achinam, b'chiel adairis, right? If you cry for no reason, you end up with two chorvim makes that mikdash in World War I. You like to cry? Go cry. Everyone loves crying. It's a lot of fun. You feel sympathy. I feel so sorry for myself. I go through so much. Oh, if you would only know.
No. My matzav is much worse than your matzav. You don't know. My matzav. What I went through. Nobody. What I, Nebuch, went through. Nebuch. You know what they do to you in Havani? They take out a handkerchief and dry your tears. Here, Bubba, go cry. Here, let me dry your tears for you. Nebuch. People love to kvetch. You don't have to make through. I go through it like that. That's life. They look at you like a world-weary guy. He's got wrinkles over here. And he looks a little bit like stressed out. Mitgemacht. It's a brach and a yid nebuch. Mitgemacht. Shver 11. What he never goes through. And here comes Mandel and he's laughing at him. That's mean. I'm mean, no? But if you want to be happy, learn how to laugh. Laugh at yourself. I said, well, Zedish can come. Oh, you're starting again? I know Yingaman, you know what he does? He has. Baruch Hashem, when he was a kid, whoever did it, they knew how to kill him. They killed him. Should be a list of Gan Eden for all of them. They shouldn't, you're not allowed to be Makatri. People are not here anymore. They're all meant L'Shem Shemayim, have to be done like Shem Amalek. Anyway, he has it in his system. Adayim, you're heartless. They brainwashed him. He doesn't even know how to be nice sometimes because he's a Meshuradik, a nice guy. But he feels uncomfortable because they told him, you're heartless and you're lazy and you have no feelings for anybody. All you care about is yourself. They told him that. And he gets up every morning. And, of course, in school, you know, he didn't do too well. Dysfunctional, it was freilich. Gets this mental block and that mental block. Thanks to the, he had a good chinuch to tell him, you're zero. So he goes around. He gets up. Every move he makes, I shouldn't have said that to so-and-so. Why did you say that? He wanted to be your friend, and you have to always ruin it. It's, you know what impression you made on this guy? You'll never succeed. You're just not. I just had a guy on the phone. He calls me up today. And he's explaining to me how his whole life is. He's not worth a dime. I just got the latest. You know how many people tell me this? Do you know many? There's thousands! Everything goes wrong in my life. Do you know how many people talk like that? A lot of those people are the most successful people you ever met. But in their warped brains, they don't learn Musa. They are not successful. But everyone's running after them. You don't know the true story. Everybody's going around Tzahak the Tzaris. Forget it. I was once given a person who is a world famous name. Everyone's kissing his hands. Like, you know, and they put something here too. He's Givaldic, this person. He was given, I had to try to boost him up. Couldn't get too far with him. He was so negative, it was crazy. Malanishke Musa, what do you want? Anyway, so, and don't worry if you're not learning Musa. You're trying. You want to learn Musa. You're already good. Everybody's good. Meshita. But a person has to learn to be thankful to the Eibishter. And learn to lie a little bit. Don't be so honest, you know. Everybody's being honest. The guy who tells me the story, you know what he's doing to his wife? He's laughing at his parents. You know what he's doing to his wife? You know what he's doing to her? You know, she comes from also the same type of business. When it's a war going on. You know what's going on? I'm going to tell you Misa. A Spanish story with a guy who didn't like his wife. He wanted to get divorced. I'm getting divorced tomorrow. The Rav says, fine, come over, and we'll take care of it. And he says, okay, be here tomorrow at 3 o'clock with your wife. I'm ready to get, no problem. Bye-bye. He calls over to Gabi. He says, Gabi, I want you to, as I'm ready to get, I want you to go over to me and whisper in my ears. And then I'm going to scream at you, get out. And you come back, whisper again. I'll scream again, get out, back and forth. We ought to do that a few times. I have a reason. Goodbye. Okay. The next day, the guy comes in. I had enough of this woman. Must get divorced. That's the only answer. I want a divorce. This is We have to be a Maisa. And the Rav said, yes, yes, certainly, certainly. Suddenly the guy comes over and says, whispering, hey! The Rav screams at him, hey, Gabbai! Don't talk like that. Yes, yes, oh yes, we'll continue, yeah. Hareini, I'm being Megarish, Chaim Ben Getzel, but what's your wife's name here? Suddenly the guy comes up, hey, Arais, how dare you talk like that? Arais, Arais. Yes, yes, I'm sorry. The Gabbai is a little bit, doesn't it? Yes, what can I do? And he goes right there. And he keeps writing, and the Gabbai comes again. Arais, Arais. And this guy is sitting there. He says, wait a minute, what's going on here? The Rav says, please don't ask me an embarrassing question. No, but I want to know. What's with this Gabbai? He's with you and him. He's going back and forth. Please don't ask me. It's too embarrassing. Let's get on with the get. But please, tell me. You really want to know? Yes, tell me. He wants me to hurry up with that get. Because he wants to marry your wife. That was the end of the get. You think that story can't be true? You think? I personally know more than one young man who ditched his first, and when he got his second, decided he missed the first. Did you know that? I saw that twice in my life. I know people who they confided to me. I missed the first one. Now you see what the second one's all about? Now you're going to be Glickbox? Left in Dimion. Everybody's living in La La Land. And this guy, I tried to explain to him. You witness your parents. Don't you think maybe you're a little negative too when you're following your wife? She's this, she's that. Anyway. But I do want to tell you that there was a story that happened to Havel Alfei Avdolus. Kaiser Wilhelm I of Prussia. He was the guy that under him, Germany became one Germanic state. Prussia used to be, Germany used to be Prussia. But his name was Kaiser Wilhelm I. He was a king. He used to fight with his, he wanted to marry. He had this beautiful, she wasn't beautiful either. It's her. But let's say, he wanted to marry this beautiful lady, and he couldn't, because she was a commoner. She didn't have royal blood. She ended up marrying a cousin of his, who had royal blood. A witch! He was stuck with the witch. So for the rest of his life, he had a picture of the one that he really wanted to marry in his office. So his regular wife should see when he needed moments, I go to my base. When an Avardiga needs physic, he goes to his base Abdidus and he starts getting physic. When does your Machshemayl Halef Alfei Avdolus needed physic, takes a picture of the girl that he really wanted to marry. By now, she's an Elta Baba and she doesn't look like that anymore. She's langnished. And he needs chizuk, and he goes to her. And of course, his real wife probably knows what he's doing, and she's very proud of that. You wonder why they killed each other. This is a German Azarius. This is Kaltblutig, they call it, No, I need my, that's my, no, I'm sorry. You're my wife, but she's the one that I like, Figure that one out. Anyway. So what does he do? The kids are, they killed each other. The whole court, the whole royal, all the people that lived there, that saw them in action, watched the show. Yain v'layla layish baisu. They killed each other. They hated each other. As soon as she passed away, he was totally depressed. And all the people said, go figure out this guy. That's the story. There you go. That's the way people are. Uns Yidden, we gotta learn Musa. On Musa is Godish. Rabbi Yishvei got up. I heard this from Moshe Rakov told us that he was there. And the philosophers, I think it was Ben Azbanim. Musa the Zalas, he was fire about Musa. And they thought, oh, what's that all about? Oh, they figured he was hanging around Rabbi Chatzel a little too much. He rubbed off. They figured, yeah, Rebellion was a lamb. Musa was everything.
And they, at the time, they didn't understand it. 10 years later, they said, they all were masking that he hit it. And someone right here in BMJ, here's from Moshe Bar Rakov, said that this fellow was in charge of placement, or whatever. The young light come to him for jobs. He said, you can tell a guy who learns Musa. You can tell a guy who learns. He's much happier.
Yeah. Musa. And even if he didn't go to Navadik,
Musa is still Musa. Even if not Navadik. Imagine if being Navadik and Musa, forget it. I spoke enough, Rabbi Sain?
No.
I have a shir. That's when I stop. When you guys had enough. When is some more of my Bubba Mises? I got good. I heard real ones. But you heard all my stories already. Abe Zolhofen, I do want to tell you something. I want to tell you something. The Shidduchim business. The crisis is the not having betochen. How can't you believe that the Abish can do a job 1, 2, 3? There's millions of negative things going on by Shidduchim. That's the only problem. You have so many chesbonos. Why this? Why that? That kills it. And there's some area that I was able to crack through with three people that I deal with. I really cracked through something the Abish gave me. Shatter Ishmael. I had somebody approached me. His son did not speak to him for a year and a half. And I gave him a festa bracha. Within 24 hours, that son called him up. He has two sons that are away, estranged. Called him up and spoke to him an hour and a half on the telephone and told him the other son, Sterzach, but he's coming soon. That's one, my son. That's one. I have another one. Where somebody, his family was rebelling against him, and the mamish like, and the big ringleader within 24 hours or 48 hours, within 2 days, the big ring, the family wanted to kill him. Whatever happened, the ringleader suddenly became turned around completely. I gave him a zug. It's going to be just the opposite. Suddenly he's his best friend. He's mamish's best friend. The guy who was killed the father within 2 days. And a third case where suddenly we became friends. I have three such cases. So now the Rebbe has just gotten a new kayach. Anybody have any problems? Give a bracha, there'll be peace. And you're going to love each other. Some Margolit. What's his name? Margolit? Put out a book. What? Margolit? I'll see the Shiyid. He went to Gehenna.
As long as I live.
As long as I live. He has a lot of stories. Reconciliation. He's a tzaddik. Anyway, Dave should help that reconciliation. Let's make up, Rabbi Sai. Well, we don't have the problem.
Try to find
the lady. Agatha Yeshua Gemora.
Amen.
Shidduchim Valamin.
Amen.
Rabbi Gruber should have a refuah. Shalema. Kar of Mamish.